Well, welcome to the spring showcase of UND Football 360. Tank McNamara, Kelly Howe, Matt Nelson here with you. Well, a very unique spring in UND football history. We got new facilities, new coaches, new players. Fellas, your thoughts after Coach Schmidt's first spring football?
Thought it went well. Did what they could. You know, we were able to make it up a few different times between us. The energy was up. Let's put it that way. Energy. Everyone I talked to, especially this spring game, they said energy was up. A building was full. And that's what you wanted to see. That resonates throughout the summer, into the fall. People now, their last memories was, geez, you know, Grand Forks fired up. They like the new product. Not anywhere where it needs to be. The team is not where it needs to be. Don't get me wrong. But energy can get it there.
Yeah, it was the start that we needed in spring ball, right? Gain that momentum, like you said. And just listening to the players and the coaches talk about it, that we did what we needed to do, and it's a good springboard to where we need to be at the fall, and there's going to be a lot more installs, there's going to be a lot more time. And just seeing the players when we went up there, they're excited about playing football. That's the biggest thing, is that there's no lackadaisical. There's no lollygagging. Everybody's excited to be there and play football for UND. So it's a good time, and it's going to be exciting here.
Yeah, I've been up there probably four or five times now since Eric took over. And the two words that stick out, and just visiting with staff and players, is accountability is a big word thrown out around the football facilities right now, and nutrition. Wow. I mean, everybody is talking about the nutrition. I mean, I couldn't believe it. They were pushing the managers were pushing the water jug around during the showcase, and there again, I don't know what the Nutri-Grain bar budget is at UND right now, but they had a whole stack and bananas, and yeah, they are making sure these guys have the right fuel in their body, and I couldn't believe that, you know, they get like a 100 shakes are sitting there for the guys when they get done working out, and they've got special names on some of them because the guys have to have a little more octane in their shakes. So right. it's down to a science.
You bring up accountability. And one of the things that I had noticed, you know, over the years, it seems like it gotten a little bit lax there, let's say, of accountability. And, you know, just because you can only push guys so far if they don't have a guy beating them out. You know what I mean? If there isn't the competition there, you can only challenge a guy so much mentally. Hey, I need more out of you. You know, you're not going to be on the team next year if you don't start producing. You can only say these things delicately, right?
Right.
You got to keep it delicate, but you can only do it if you know there's somebody there to replace them. If they're the number one and the number twos are no good, you know, it's just there. I think that had been happening a little bit. Guys were getting a little too comfortable there. They're not comfortable anymore. Okay. Because the new staff came in and said, hey, we don't need to keep any of you, technically. Now, did they say that to their face? No. They said it in so many words. Hey, we're going to play the best guys. We didn't recruit any of you. This is a new regime. Prove to us that you want to be a Fighting Hawk. You want to be a part of all this. But look at the facilities, everything you talked about, Tank. That message has now resonated to where these guys are fighting for their lives on the roster every single day.
And we're going to get the best product out of that, too, where UND football, that's the hard truths, I think, that needed to be said and the difficult decisions that needed to be made. And I think Coach Schmidt, just know him personally and just seeing him as a coach, that he's really surrounded himself with really great, talented coaches that are on the same page philosophically. And I think that's a testament to him and the direction that he's wanting to go, which is really reassuring.
And he laid out his plan. I mean, it's
not a secret at all.
He laid out a 12-month plan, which really hasn't been in place before as things evolve in college football. A big reason why Eric Schmidt left was to go out and find these new ways of doing things, and he's implementing them, and I think the players have, I mean, he's earned the players' respect for sure in what I've seen so far. And, you know, I heard a story about one of the guys maybe did something with his helmet in practice one day, and Coach Schmidt stopped it right away and said, not in this program. This isn't going to happen, and we're going to lay down the law right away.
Not going to throw helmets.
There's no question on where Coach Schmidt stands on the direction he wants this program run, and I think that's great, and it goes back to accountability.
Right, and then the one thing I want to talk about, too, the roster. We're going to get into the roster here, but it's going to take a drastically different look, as maybe into the fall it will look different. But into next winter, then it's going to look a whole lot different because the portal's a mess right now, and he's going to try to get guys, and he's going to get some guys, but everybody wants guys, and they're all overpriced right now. So it's not going to take the change you would think. Let's say they're going to add some guys here, but as we head into the fall and we head into next winter, that's when the changes are going to be made. So it's going to be interesting, but they know what they want, they know what they have, they know what they are missing, but whether you can get it or not is the issue. But the nice thing is they've identified, they know, they've been at higher levels, they've seen what the players look like, so they know what they need. It's just, it's going to take a little time.
Another word that's hard to get used to in college football, I won't say what position group I was talking about with one of the coaches up there, but I said, where are we at with this? Ooh, they're expensive.
Yeah,
they're expensive.
The expensive you get. Tank.
Yeah, I was just like, wow, that's where the games come to now. Yeah. So,
the wideouts aren't making as much money unless they're flying around, but they're not available. It's you move closer to the ball, you get more expensive. Everyone knows where you got to win, and so yeah, it's tough. But luckily, Tank on one side of the ball. Close to the ball, we don't need any.
Yeah,
so that's just a good part.
Going to segue to that. Let's get into the position groups a little bit and where we think. And, it's no secret up at UND right now, the offensive line is the bread and butter of this football team right now. It's got experience. It's got depth. And it's got a coach that I think any of these guys would love to play for. I think bringing back Trevor Olsen to this group was a no-brainer for Coach Schmidt after what we saw in year one from him.
One thing I'm finding out about Olsen, remember when he first came, there was a little turnover in the spring. I think it was the spring when he first got here. It would have been last spring, I suppose.
Yeah.
He only been here 1 year. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
he came in with
Sam Hagen, I believe, transferred out. Yep. We heard some things. Yeah, he's not like Pavlik. No, he's not like Pavlik. They're all different. Whole line coaches are unique.
Yeah, they
individual.
They are. They all have their different flavors, right?
But so we weren't sure what to make of it. What kind of style is it? What is it? I hope we don't lose the whole line. We hadn't lost anybody since. And actually, the commitments we're adding here in the recruiting class are high quality, good kids,
big
boys. Type of thing. So I think he's resonated quite well and done a good job. And he had to sell himself to Coach Schmidt.
Right.
When he got hired this past winter, he wasn't a shoe-in. Schmidt could have brought his own O-line coach in, but he chose to keep Olsen. And I think Trevor's done a nice job. When I look at this group, though, I think they're only going to lose, from what I've heard, one maybe. They think they're going to lose. We don't know who that is yet, so we're going to wait on that. But they think they're going to lose maybe one
of the whole group.
Yeah.
To the portal? So,
a portal or attrition or graduation, like that. Yeah, not a big deal, but, it's
– From now you don't until fall camp opens?
You'd think that's guys
what you're
would
hearing?
Well, they had to enter the portal already.
Yep.
And they haven't entered. Now they can leave. They can graduate still, but – Yeah, so they think, I'm looking at this, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, should be around 15 coming back, 14, 15 coming back. I think they signed 3 high school kids, if I recall. So there's your 18, that they're usually around. You want to be at 18. Now you got your full scout team again that we've always talked about. You're good to go. And, this group has improved. A few names I wanted to bring up that, besides, we know who the good one, we know who the mainstays are.
Well, they're all those. Good.
Yeah. Well, the real good ones, the starters, we know who they are. But, your tackles are going to be Beecher and Thaden. you know, the older Thaden, Trace, they're going to be your tackles. And those are two huge men to have at tackle. So that's a good spot. Bucksa in the middle. He'll be their guy there. But Tyler Thaden, I've heard good things about that, the younger one. He's going to look like his brother. Okay, when you see those two walk around, you're like, two just large human beings. The younger one's going to be good. You know, he'll be all right. And then Isaac Caravu, kid from Detroit Lakes. He's a walk-on. Walk-on O-lineman. The staff, like, I don't know if it was Eric Schmidt or somebody who said, when they got here, they're like, how'd they get this kid as a walk-on?
Really?
That's insane. They're like, he's a walk-on? He's a really good player, you know, 6'2", stocky, athletic kid, played a lot of sports in high school. How'd they get this kid as a walk-on? He goes, he'd have been playing for us out at San Diego State. He'd been one of our guys out there, you know, and stuff. So, yeah, it's a good spot. You know, there are a lot of youth there, but there's enough pieces that are older right now with experience to where this is the strength of the team, O-line, again. And there aren't a whole lot of – I'm just going to tell fans right now, there's not a whole lot of strengths right now when you look at position groups, in my opinion, or, geez, that's a strength, that's a strength.
Yeah.
That's, they got a lot of work to do. You know, and but O-line is one of them.
Let's go to the other side of the ball. Let's talk about the D-line. And when I just look at it right now, it's just like undersized comes to mind. Not saying these guys aren't great or nothing, but it looks unbalanced out there right now.
A little bit. And that became evident in the last couple seasons, really, where we just look under, like you said, Tank, undersized. And you know, to be honest, our run defense really wasn't that great this past season. So I think that has a little bit to do with it. Schematically, I think we've made the changes. Now we just need to get some bigger boys in the middle. And I'm excited to see the edge rushers too. Like, you know, they're, you know, kind of part of that D-line too. So I think that's going to add a healthy mix where we can get more pressure on the quarterback, where just our three-man front in the past, we just needed bigger guys to run that three-man front, and we just didn't have it.
I asked Rucker, who we'll have on later, I said, what do we call you now?
Right, yeah.
Edge.
Yeah.
New terminology.
Yep,
edge. Like the wrestler.
Yeah. Yep. All right.
Edge.
But, D-line's okay. They got work to do. They're not where they need to be yet. But most of those guys will be back in the fall. I think Langdon College, I think he hit the portal. So he came in early, actually, last year, which is interesting. But so he'll be gone. He hit the portal. But the rest of them should be back. It's just they got to find edge rushers, somebody who can get to the quarterback, number one. That's what you hear a lot. We got to find guys that get to the quarterback. They don't know. I don't care what you do. You don't know what you're doing. Get to the quarterback.
Do something.
Okay. Something forward towards the quarterback. Make him, speed him up, do something. There's a lot of that going on right now where these guys got to figure out, because it is a big change for them, for the D-line. You know, they're not a three-down team anymore. So these two DNs, they got to realize they have to make plays, kind of like the outside backers in our old system. So, I wouldn't call it a position of strength. I mean, there's numbers there, but those transfers will help. You know, Van Grosky, Alagjabu from St. Thomas.
Problem with him, he hurt his ankle on, like, the third play he was in this spring and did make it back onto the field of little bit at the end, but I don't think we got a full spring.
But he's a big dude. Jeez, you see him warm.
Yeah, 6'2", 300 pounds. Yeah. Yeah, we saw him in the boot that day we were up there.
We need more of that. More bodies like that.
It's not a soft 300 pounds either. He's a strong dude. So
big kid. So yeah, it's interesting. This group, work in progress. They're looking at the portal, but Tank, that expensive position group you talked about in the portal, that's these guys right
here.
Oh,
you figured it out. Yeah. It was the D-line.
D-linemen are expensive right now. They're not as expensive as O-linemen, but they're expensive.
This would be a great – let's give a shout-out to one of our sponsors, the 1883 Collective. Right. Your $20, $50, $100 a month would be greatly appreciated right now.
It can go to some D-linemen.
Well, it's going, you know, it's going places there. John and those guys are doing a good job. They're battling.
They are,
They're battling, and they're having money to give kids. They're having money. They got to give to basketball. They got to give to hockey. You know, they're doing a good job. They're doing the best they can, and actually, you know, think it's going well. So shout out to the fans. You know, the fans that are listening right now, you're giving – hey, you give a little bit, you know, you got a little left over, you give it, it all adds up.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, hey, you know, we mix in a D lineman we need, which we do need, a linebacker as well. So
$20 a month is what they're looking for. I mean, they want more, but from guys like us that, you know, maybe don't have the thickest wallets, if you can give 10, 20 bucks a month, they'll set you up. Let's talk linebackers. You just mentioned we could use one or two more there. We've lost two linebackers in our formation now. So with the 5-2, your thoughts, Kelly, on linebacker right now?
Yeah, they only need two. And I mean, they signed a few. And the interesting thing about the recruiting class from last winter now, the high school kids, you know, they were recruited by the previous regime. 23 high school kids are coming in. So that's, I'm going to pause here for a second. You know, I mean, I'm not trying to be mean about it, but the staff is honoring those signees. They didn't recruit these kids. So we got to remember 23 of those kids are coming in taking spots. So
some of the staff had their hands on them. It's not like it's completely blind. Some of the staff.
Oh, yeah. Some of them. But, there were, you know, relation, then, but the head honcho came in and reviewed the 23, you know, and he's honoring them because he has to. And it's just the right thing to do. But it's also hampering portal recruitment, okay, because you can only have so many guys. You can only have 85 counter, you know, stuff like that, 105 on the route. I think you and Dean go to 106. I heard something like that. But you can only have that many people on your roster, 85 counters, you know, which, you know, money divided up 85 between 85 of them. You know, it's just, and 63 scholarships. So we got to keep in mind now these guys. So there's linebackers coming in there in that group. So they're not going to help next year, but they're coming in and they basically get, you know, a year to show what they can do, show the new staff on campus. So, you know, fast forward, the group, Payne Parks from Red River. I mean, he's playing well. He's got the body size, so he'll play. You know, Rucker moved. He's called a linebacker on here. He's an edge. But Malachi McNeil's back, so, you know, the same guys we've talked about before. I don't think there was a whole lot of movement in this group, to be honest. They do need some depth, you know, but, you know, if you can go with Parks and McNeil for now. You can play those two for sure and be okay, but they need a transfer. They need more size, you know, some bigger, like a 6'2", 6'3", 230 type body, someone who can move a little bit left to right but can thump.
But a dude in the middle that,
So,
and, you know, and what's our two deep look like, right? And, you know, because linebackers do get hurt occasionally. So, I mean, I just.
How would you know?
Right. I know from experience. If you know what I mean. But, yeah, I mean, we don't want to be handicapped with a thin roster either. So, I mean, I think it's something that does need to be addressed. And, you know, it's a long season too. Jeez, I don't think we have a bye week next week or next year, do we? So I
don't know. I'm a one game at a time type of a guy.
Anyway, so, I'm getting ahead of myself, but I mean, it's a long season and the teams that we play, linebackers take a beating over the season.
Yeah.
They need help there. They need depth and help because I know Owen McLeod entered the portal. He was a backup depth guy, but they need numbers. It seems short on the roster right now. So I would expect, along with D-line, linebacker, they got to find. And you should be able to find linebackers in the portal. They're not. A lot of teams have the linebackers they need already. We don't.
Look at him. Poo.
He's throwing shade on linebacker.
All right, let's move to
the next
group.
We're a dime a dozen,
Matt,
I guess,
Matt,
Kelly.
Give your thoughts on that.
You can find them. Just like safeties. Hey, I'll throw myself in. You can find safeties, too.
I was
going
to say, let's move to secondary. What do you think,
Matt? I don't know where he was going with that.
Speaking of safety, looks like we just grabbed a nice kid that has got a nice frame. That'll be nice back there.
Yeah, Ethan Headings out of Iowa. Yeah, that kid, look, you could see in the picture saying, you know, one thing – I know coaches around the country do it on purpose. They take pictures of themselves with the player so they can see how tall they really are.
Yeah.
So they'll take it, and they'll look over to their left, look at the kid, all right, you know, he's this tall, whatever. I better be looking up at him, you know, is what their theory is. You know, they don't want to be looking down at him because they know how tall they are, type of thing. So, yeah, he looked pretty good in those pictures, you know, whenever he's standing next to other coaches and stuff. So, yeah, that's a big one. Big one for us. We need more length back there. We've said that. Range, length, whatever. At least he can just get bigger, you know, bigger, fill out the frame. But yeah, that was a nice recruit. He had some good offers and real athletic kid. His wide receiver highlights where he's blowing by guys. And he played down from Iowa City. So, you know, Hawkeye country down there. But he was up for the spring game last week, so must have made an impression on him, and yeah, that's good.
I talked to him. I was the.
Did you?
I was the. No.
Sold him. Sold him hard.
Yeah, I was the one that sold him. Yeah. Yep. What do you think of the secondary going into the summer right now?
Oh, well, the nickels, you know, they got that nickels broke out on here. One guy circled Avery Scott. He had a nice spring. You know, so that in that
he had a nice showcase on Saturday or Friday night.
Yeah,
too.
The West Virginia State transfer. He'll be a senior now. He had a good spring. Tough to say. Corners, you know, I think there's some turnover here. I think Gunnar Lime, he entered the portal. Clayton Bishop entered the portal. Marcus Wall, I don't know what his plan is. Jai Martin should be back. Bluett should be back. Zach Lewis, that's a nice addition. The Northern Arizona transfer, he's turned out to be what was supposed to be.
Yep. Good.
So that helps. That helps a lot. You know, the rest, Jet Sutton, he'll be back at safety. So, I mean, there's, you know, Bennett Walker, the transfer from San Diego State. You know, Schmitty knew what he was getting with that guy because he coached him out there. There's players there, but I don't know. It isn't like we talked about right away after watching a practice. I don't know if they all know quite what they're doing yet because there's five DBs on the field. You know, it's just a work in progress.
Yeah, I think it'll take the summer and then another fall camp. I think it'll hopefully by next end of August, it'll kind of click and hopefully be dialed in. But
they're I think they would take a corner if they could find one, you know, type of thing. There's just not much experience there. There's work to do. Let's put it that way. Secondary, there's work to do. You can find some in the portal. Whether you want them at this point or not is the only problem. But you can find bodies. And so the JUCO route, but the JUCO route is starting to heat up too. Because I think what people are finding out is they're like, wow, Jesus, portal, crazy. I can't find anybody. So now they're turning back to the JUCOs again.
Right.
You know, the California, the Kansas, the JUCOs down there. They're good players. You know, very good players, Iowa. But now that's getting hot. So now we can't get them as easy in there anymore. It's weird, you know.
And, you know, just a side tangent, if you're a player that just needs to develop, not want to burn up eligibility, I mean, gosh, you know, the JUCO route is just.
Yeah, because they get 4 years left again now, right?
So and after a redshirt. JUCO. Yeah, so 2 years of JUCO and then a redshirt year. And then 4 years of eligibility.
Yeah, he can be 23, like, 24 years old.
And it might help you in the classroom a little bit, right? Get yourself ready for college, right?
Well, some, yeah.
Some of us, I'm going to include myself, weren't ready for a four-year college. That's why I ended up in radio, right?
That would have been a good idea. But, yeah, that's what these JUCO, I mean, that's what they can sell now, like Wapsie down there. Yeah, Izzy, he can sell. Hey, come down. You don't even lose your 2 years. Before, he'd be like,
right,
you know, come down here, get better, and you have 2 years left when you leave here. Now you got four.
We should find a good farm team for UND. Right. Like, hey, go to this school.
It's probably where we're headed.
Coach, you're right. Well, I mean,
that's what the Power Four is using us for, right?
Yeah, well, pretty much right.
Hey, the one position that I kept going to my roster all the time was receiver. Wow, it's going to. Yeah. Take a while to remember everyone, and there's some flashes there, folks. We do need some work in our passing game, but it's still early. But yeah. Wow, there's some athletes out there.
Yeah, they overhauled it, that's for sure, and they brought the shorter guys. I'm not going to say little guys anymore. So they brought the shorter guys in for some
my kind
speed,
of guys,
quickness, yeah, tank size.
I can interview them eye level. I like it,
right? But I can look them in the eye. That group is looking different. You know, I group Hoskins, Ty, and Jamal Young. I group them together. They're the shorter guys, speed guys in space. I think, you know, maybe Hoskins. Hoskins has looked the best, in my opinion. That kid's got some juice to him.
And
they can count on him.
Other people have said that up there, that he really had a good spring.
I think so. So, you know, Dang Dang's your big body. He's just, you know, he's going to help this year. Is he a year away? Yes, I would say. He came right out of high school.
Yeah.
He played in a simple system like every high school kid does. He had a small school, four wins. I mean, we just got a temporary. He's a basketball player. Let's put it that way. He's a basketball player trying to transition into a full-time polished wide receiver. It just doesn't happen.
And his body is there right now. And we'll visit with him later. I had a chance to talk to him on Friday night. And one area I kind of addressed with him was getting those four games of being able to play last year. How much that helped him going into the spring to get ready. And he said that was a key. And you kind of forget about that sometimes. Yeah. It wasn't that long ago. You played one snap, and that was a year of eligibility. That four games is pretty nice.
Right. Yep, that'll help him. Fleming, transfer from Northern Arizona, he'll be all right. They got to count on him. He's got to make plays because he's the tweener guy. You know, he's got some size, got some speed, got some route running. He's got it all. Kind of a light version of Bo Bellquist. You know what I mean? He's got it all. He's got the package. Got to count on him. Sam Strandell. That guy just keeps producing. Their central guy, he's a bigger kid, hardworking, got a little bit of juice, you know, a little bit of horsepower behind him, but it's energy. It's just, he's just going to find, he's your zone buster. You know, he's going to find holes in the zone, make plays. After a while, when you're a staff, you just got to say to yourself, well, we keep finding that he's our guy, you know, he keeps hanging around here and he keeps making plays and he keeps blocking well and he keeps guys like him and gravitate towards him. And okay, we can keep bringing in all these transfers, but why do we keep coming back to him all the time?
Yeah,
right. He grew up 2 miles from campus. You know what I mean? It's like, well and at some point you just kind of start to turn over the reins to him.
That's right.
He's going to play.
And it's good to have a hometown kid, too. Like, you know, it gives the fans something to cheer for, too, that North Dakota kid. It's always good to see a local kid on the roster, especially
215.
Yeah, wow. That's a big dude. Yep.
Running back, you know, the cupboard's not bare, but I think we could use one more guy to step up in that room right now, at least.
I think they got to hit the portal for one more for depth. Yeah, I mean, you know, we know what we got was Z. Seidel was out. I think he had shoulder, AC joint, something like that was out. So that nothing long term. He'll be back. But it was good because it gave more reps to those young guys. Brunell, Parker, you know, they're depth guys. Brunell would be your short yardage guy, you know, just in between. You want to use Z-Barth, kind of a light young version of Z-Barth. You know, power guy in between the tackles. But I feel like they need another do-it-all guy. More of a, you know,
You need a three-headed monster back there now? An ideal college offense you'd like?
I think so. I think they need a dynamic, God, I don't know what I'm feeling like. You know, the more of a bigger Seidel. Call it that way. You know, he obviously wouldn't be as fast as Sawyer Seidel is, but a bigger version of him, an athletic running back, you know, that can experienced running back they can bring in, can catch out of the backfield, can run off tackle a little bit, doesn't have to hit the A's real hard, but just somebody, you know, somebody that they know when they put him in the game, he can make a big play for you, but he's experienced, maybe comes in with 1 year left. You know, I think they offered the Western Illinois kid, Cam Smith, I think his name was. Jeez, I'm going to look it up right now. But I think they offered him, and now the kid put that as recruitment is closed on Twitter as we're typing. Is that us? I don't know. I don't know what he was supposed to visit.
Got me to get on the bat phone and find out.
Yeah, he was supposed to come here for a visit here yet on his Twitter. So I don't know if that's good or bad, but he was one that we wanted. Because Western Illinois, he was their guy there. So 1 year, that's all we need. You know, because we got to get our recruiting up and going, you know, type of thing. So I don't know. I think, yeah, let's sum it up and say they need to find one. I think they just need – you can't count those freshmen, Parker and them. Yeah, they're going to be on the team. They're going to be a part of it, the group next year. But you can't mess with the position. You know, it's kind of like quarterback. You can't go into – years ago, you know, I was talking to our guy Craig down at the lake about this. Years ago, UND would be short on quarterbacks.
Is that Thunder Lake Lodge?
Yeah, Thunder Lake Lodge. They're getting going. Yeah, they're getting it fired up.
I've heard of that place.
But we were talking about, I can't remember when that was, maybe 2015, 16.
Yeah, we had a bad run with quarterbacks. Yeah,
we're short. We'd have like two, and then they'd get hurt. And I think that's when we had to put Keaton Studsrud in at Eastern Washington against Cooper Kupp and Bourne. Those guys, it was 54-3, I think it ended. But we had to play him as a true freshman.
Yeah,
because we didn't have anyone left because we weren't recruiting deep enough. We were sacrificing the team. The most important position on the team was not deep. And so the rest of the team was like, we're screwed, you know, because you didn't have that. So you running back is another one of those. You can't come up short. What are you going to do?
Right. Yeah, you can't pull a linebacker over from defense and give them the –
Well, we had to do that the 1 year, too. Remember Kyle Norberg? We had to bring him over from linebacker because we didn't have enough running back. He's like, you can't do this. I mean, you can maybe get away with it somewhere else at D-line or something, you know, but.
Utility players are not a thing in football.
Right. They're not going to do anything well. 50 years ago, yeah. They're a handyman of football.
Right, yeah. That doesn't exist anymore. Jack of all trades. Right, it doesn't exist. Master of none, right? Doesn't exist.
No, but so I would expect, sum it up, you know, they're running back. Yeah, let's bring in. They're going to try to get one more.
I think at quarterback, there's a lot of question marks going into the spring, and I don't think we've answered any of it. And you got to remember, too, Simon Rompfo sat out the spring, our starter last year, and so he's going to get a crack at this thing, too. But I know we talked earlier this spring, too, that I think they're ready to go a week to 10 days out before week one to make this decision if they have to.
My gut tells me it's going to be very similar to this last year where we won't know until a week before the first game. And I honestly, I'm okay with that because it makes these guys compete. We talked about it already earlier in the podcast where there's competition there and there's good competition between our quarterbacks. And we need that to be competitive in this league, that we just need that to happen. And it's the longer, the better. Let them compete. I'm good with it.
So they, the nice thing about the spring was we got to see them all. We got to see them compete. We got to see Javance, JTJ, the transfer from San Diego State. We got to see what he brings to the table, the size he is, how he moves, how he throws.
I think the one thing we won't get to see until the game action is him in action with a guy coming live at him, right? That's kind of his, where he excels.
Got to run. Yep, run the ball. And the QB run game is going to be a big part of this offense now. They're going to, because they feel like they have guys that can run and they have depth at quarterback, they'll let him get hit a little bit. They didn't want to have Simon get hit because they didn't think they had the depth. The backup wasn't ready, you know, so they didn't want to be running him any smaller. He can't run, right. You know, so now the QB run game, that's where Montana State gets you. It's where NDSU gets you. It's where SDSU gets you, is when they just pull it out at opportune times. You know, and, you know, so I would say I asked Coach Matt, I said, hey, are you guys naming, you guys going to have a number one quarterback heading into fall camp now? No. Okay. Sounds good. I'm like, all right. So they're not naming any quarterback. They're not going to, you know, they're going to go in.
Was that blunt enough for you?
Yeah. Or? Yeah.
So, no.
Yeah. It's going to be the same thing. They're going to have, you know, Jerry looked good. I thought he had a really nice spring. If you told me he was number one heading into the fall, I'd believe you. I'd say, yeah, I agree. He is number one because he seemed like the more accurate passer. I mean, would you guys agree with that?
Yeah. Consistence.
In drill, you know, we watch drills and stuff like that too, and he seemed to be dialed in pretty well. But, you know, that's a great example of that quarterback position where Javance came in and now all of a sudden, you know, everybody's competing for that position. The most important, like Kelly said it, the most important position on the field, that quarterback is up for grabs, and guys are getting pushed. So it's good to see, but yeah, I'd agree with that.
One thing we'll talk about with some of these guys offensively is, you know, what is it like going to practice every day when you don't know who you'll be sharing reps with under center, you know? Right. It kind of reminds me, too, some of these defensive players. What's it like having your D coordinator as the head coach? You know, what's it like offensively as the head coach is now the D coordinator, you know? So we'll dive into a little bit of that with some of these players. But, yeah, a lot of things to get used to this year.
It was a fun spring. Went well. Energy is up. Energy is up in the locker room, and energy is up in the fan base. And around campus, too. Just walking around campus, energy's up, because how can it not be with all the facilities they got going on? The other teams are playing well, you know, softball, stuff with their stadium. Jeez, that's cool.
I went over there, saw the umpires before the game on Good Friday, and said, hey, big strike zone today, fellas. Yeah, that's right. It was a cold doubleheader that day, but my kids had fun. And, you know, just speaking of that, too, I brought my kids over to the facility, and Coach Schmidt, nice enough to give them a tour. I mean, what a bragging tool, and just to watch kids' eyes light up of what these guys have every day at their disposal. Like,
deal.
Like it's all in their hands now. Gotta I mean, win. We can't do anything else. Like you've said, it's
and no more excuses.
That's right. No more excuses. Yeah.
The table is set. Well, you know, one area where we're really seeing it, and I think this has been the fun part to watch this spring, is the early recruiting news. I mean, I like the philosophy of the UND coaching staff saying, you know what? This is the way we're going to do things, and if you don't like it, get out of our way, because we really don't care what the rules were, what, you know, the agreements were. We're going to go out and do it our way, and it's showing. Wow, there's a lot of excitement on internet when these guys announce they're committing.
Yeah, they're going after the guys they want, and they're offering the money that they want, and I don't know how it worked before, but apparently... Apparently some of the other coaches around the area are a little miffed at how much they're offering kids or how they're offering them, and who cares?
Yeah.
Why would I get, we're just trying to get commitments. You know, I mean, it's, I don't
You're
quite
trying to
understand.
Build something, right?
I don't quite understand.
Yeah, no, needed to change something, and if that's what we needed to change to get us on the right track, then you can be miffed about it. I don't care.
Right.
Like,
so apparently,
get over it, man.
Doesn't make any sense, but whatever. So yeah, I think they're sitting at 7 commitments right now. There was one last night, which nobody knows who it is because the kid hasn't said who it is yet, but you can guess. I mean, obviously there's about 2 or 3 that you pick from who, you know, we know are close. Blake Burr would be at the top of the list, defensive end. Tyler Zidane, running back. Nate Applegate, he's a linebacker. Those are the 3 I wrote down. They said it could be any of those 3. I don't know who it is yet, but I'm guessing he'll announce today. We're going to put this out tomorrow, right? Yeah, Bert, we'd be able to burn
it's Wednesday
this.
Here.
It's Wednesday
today.
Today. We put this
all
out
day.
Thursday.
Wednesday all day.
So, yeah. So, anyway, there. So with that.
I'm quick enough. I could get it up right now, even while we're talking. That's how good I am. So, try me.
Okay. Earmuffs,
kids. The end of
earmuffs.
The show, but.
But, yeah, if Bert, you know, if like a Burr's and on, whatever. They have 7. So Brooks Hendrickson, quarterback, George Roll, tight end, 6'7" tight end. Jackson Stein, offensive tackle, he's 6'7". We talked about the length. They're trying to get longer. They don't need any more, you know, smaller body frames. They had to get bigger. Try to match up with people. Brody Woods, defensive end out of Recorey, 6'5". Aiden Wunderlich, 6'7" tackle. You're seeing the size here that we're talking about. Ethan Headings, the safety that we talked about earlier, 6'2". So they're, you know, the shortest player of this group is 6'2". So you can see that's the emphasis they're putting on it. And then, like I said, that, you know, the next target up was Burr, Blake Burr, 6'5", defensive end.
Where's
very
he out
twitchy.
Of?
Oh, geez, where's Burr out of? I didn't even write it down. That's a good question, Tank. Give me a second here. I just wrote down size and who offered them.
Analyst my ass.
Right? Yeah, I know. Yeah. I don't even know what I'm talking about here.
What's exciting? Yeah, we're getting length on some of these guys.
And Sheboygan, Wisconsin. That's
Wisconsin.
What it was.
Wisconsin.
Yep.
And that's Sheboygan been North. Yep. A great target this spring for us, hasn't it?
It has been for Wisconsin's a couple of years. Yeah. Right. So,
yeah, but, we got Roll, Hendrickson, Stein. So, Yeah, it's been a good area. You know, Blake Burr, 6'5", 220, he'd be a good one. I think he just went and visited Central Michigan. So he was just out there. So they had offered. I don't know. We'll see. See if we can beat him out. But those MAC schools, hit and miss something. You know, some kids I know get there and realize that it's not. It's FBS in name only type of thing. Others say, hey, I want to go FBS. I'm going FBS no matter what or I'll die. So then they just find one.
I want to play Tuesday night on ESPN. Yeah. Dang it. Right?
Yeah.
In front of 3,000 fans.
3,000. 300. Seen some of those? Oh, my God. The worst part is the fans are on the side of the cameras, so you can't see them. Kind of like UND. So there might be 500 to 1,000 there on the side of the camera. The other side that they're showing you has zero fans. Literally zero. And it's like, why would you do this to your fan? You're just killing your product.
Like, here. You got to take from Vince McMahon's playbook there and move all the fans on that side of the camera so it looks like a full house, right? Look, I mean, why not?
Wrestling has it down. They know how to do
They do. They've had it down for 20 years.
So, you know, finishing up on the recruiting end, you know, it seemed like June camps is when we'd hear a lot, you know, get them on campus. They'd recruit that day, or at least give you the verbal. Yeah. Do you think we'll see a big run of commitments after the June camps up at UND?
You will see some, not as big a run as in the past. And the reason I say that is there's just no reason to anymore because of the portal coming up in Christmas time. You have to save spots for that. They're trying to get what they can now. I would expect them, by the time camp comes, their camp is June 12th, UND's one-day camp. I would expect UND to be around 10. They're at 7 now. I'd say they have 10 by the time that comes around. Grab a couple more then. UND used to take too many, and I spoke on this on our podcast. I said they don't need to take all these kids in June and July anymore. They're going to be around. Some of the kids that were taken are not
stretches
that good. Yeah. You know, they're just sorry, but you know, a normal sized linebacker. Okay. Yeah. That kid's going to be around in November and December. Yeah. The D2s might try to get them, but you don't need to take these kids in the summer unless they're, you know, the kids are getting now 6'7". Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Yep. You know, that's a kid you're trying to get. I get it. But I would expect them. Yeah. Let's call it 4 or 5 more at camp. You know, type of thing. If a kid really looks good, they got them up and they're sold. Yep, then they'll take them. But I don't envision them having 22 commitments by the time fall camp comes around like they did in the past. There's just no reason.
Right.
It's a different world. And you got to save, like I said, you got to save money and you got to save spots for the portal come December.
That's why you need a good general manager.
Right.
Pro Hawks.
Yep. You
guys getting a chance and, before we go to the NFL, let's talk about the CFL. Quincy Vaughn just went to, what, Calgary in the second round? The Stampeders? Is that where he's going?
Q-tip, 17th overall. Yeah, no, that's a good move for him. No, he'll have a career up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll like him. They'll like him. He's a fan favorite. He'll immediately dynamic, immerse himself in the community. You know, and they'll find, they like him. Like Brady Oliveira.
Yeah.
You know, immediately.
Absolutely.
Immediately. You know, he's from Winnipeg, but he made himself a part of the community, produced on the field. Now he's the fan favorite type of thing. Quincy will be that guy there. So, yeah, good for him. Then we had two late additions of the NFL where I was kind of wondering. I was like, geez, you're not going to get any this year? You know, undrafted free agents I'm speaking of. And two guys popped up, Tank. Bo Bellquist, our guy.
He figured he was probably going to get a shot, more than likely, right?
I was thinking a shot. Yeah. We just didn't know what, you know, drafted. No, probably not, but undrafted.
Yeah.
Free agent, sure enough, rookie camp invite, so that'll be good. He's got to produce because usually all those, you know, they'll bring in, I'm just going to make up a number, 30. You know, bring in 30 kids, 40, you know, and they'll keep 5 maybe or something, if you know. Yeah, they'll look for guys that flash, you know. Okay. Let's keep them, and then they sign them to the full roster, whatever you want to call it, for the May camp. Then they got to start over again, and they got to make it through that May camp. So then if they make it through that one, then they're usually safe for a while. into July, you know, closer to the fall camp. So, yeah, Bo's just got to look good this weekend. 49ers camp, that's cool. You know, Shanny, my guy Shanny out there. I know 49ers fans hate him. A lot of 49ers fans I know hate him, but I think he's great. I like Shanny. So.
He's done pretty well.
Super Bowl, yeah. Right. I mean, they think not, he's an idiot.
Yeah.
So funny, but it's everyone thinks their coach is bad. Except, I mean, there's coach Ravens fans complain about Harbaugh. What do you want? I mean, it's like, geez, the guy's been there 17 years and has you in the playoffs every single year. You know?
Consistently, yeah.
Yeah, so, but whatever. But, and then Devin Hembry, that was a bit of a surprise.
Good for him.
Yeah, he, Chiefs, he's going to go to their rookie camp here, corner. He's got size. So that's one thing he's going to bring to the table is he'll bring size out there that they're looking for. They start Friday already. Chiefs.
Wow.
Yeah, Chiefs camp. So he's got to be ready to go. I'm sure he's flying down there right now. But Hembry, that was a good he kind of fell off the radar after the season, you know, it was over and wasn't sure what he was up to. So two guys as of now, hopefully, you know, hopefully they stick and be good to get in the fall camp.
You just want, you know, we can get invited to other pro days, but it's nice to have our own, you know, and get some representation to maybe get some of these guys in there that might have been overlooked. And
it's good for the current players too, because they all come stand around the edges, watch, gives them a little motivation, gives a little more legitimacy to the program. You know that we can produce, got to produce more NFL guys. You know, South Dakota State is, NDSU is, South Dakota's got the handful. UND's got to get more.
And we haven't for a good long time.
Yeah,
I mean, there's been a lot
of undrafted free agents, but we need draft picks.
Yeah,
got to get more draft picks. Yeah.
Well, I had some opportunities to visit with some of the fellows Friday night at the showcase. Of course, Eric Schmidt, the head coach, Trevor Olson, the offensive line coach. We'll visit with him a little bit and talk about some of that depth and where they feel going into the off season. Even though we're in the off season, doesn't feel like it. Players had a good time. Dang. Never visited with him before. I said nine-man football isn't bad. Don't let anyone ever give you crap. I played nine-man as well. But visited with him. Good young man. And, standing next to him, he's got the body type. Boy.
He's a big dude.
Isn't he? Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. And we just offered his brother. Dude, his brother is 6'5". Well, must be the same size. Yeah. You know, a little skinnier, I'm guessing, but if I had to say. But, we just offered his brother as a wide receiver.
Too. Oh, sweet.
That'd be pretty cool. I mean, two massive wide receivers. That'd be cool to get him.
We visited with Ben Buxa, the center, and talked a little bit about, you know, being a leader on the team. And it was fun to talk nutrition with him because he's a mathematics major, and he's able to count all the calories he's putting. He can count that high because, man, these guys eat a lot.
Math.
Take a lot in.
I don't know if you guys were good at math. Didn't get it. Landon, my kid, doesn't really get it. My wife didn't get it. It's like, you either get it or you don't. Like, the people that get math, though, easiest thing in the world.
Yep.
Like,
I've seen,
and then the rest
hunting.
Of us sit there and stare at at algebra too. You know, don't get it. It's like, what is the deal?
You're saying
get it, Jack?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, he does.
Matt's son is in the studio. Yeah. He doesn't get.
Yeah.
Well.
So you're saying you hand off the insurance policy to somebody else when it comes time to calculating
I'm
how much?
I'm very good
pay?
At simple math. Very good. Like I can plus minus multiplication. Very good. Next step up. Done. Geometry. Yeah. Anything. It's like that's why I didn't. Those math people.
We just talked about his future a little bit, and I don't want to give too much away, but Moneyball was brought up. For career, some of that sports numbers type stuff.
Yep.
He wants to be Jonah Hill. I'll say it.
Yeah, right. There you go.
Lance Rucker, he had a big spring because he's learning a whole new position. But as we talked about, Coach Schmidt said, you know, he's just got the skill set and the body set to excel if he grasps onto this defense. It's an opportunity for him to possibly play more football after college because it's a fun spot to go get the quarterback, and he's pretty good at that.
Physical traits.
Let's make it happen.
He really is. And Gavin Zebarth, and I don't remember which one of you two I was standing next to at practice, but I was like, look at his quads.
Yeah, yeah.
His legs are just wow. And I'm going to say I commented to him on his legs. Yeah, during the interview, but just a good kid. Looking to go in and just excel in his last year.
Leader.
He's going to be a leader, and he's seen it all. He's seen changes through the program, and very excited about the facilities. We talk a little bit about that. You know, if you were sold on this when you came in, and now it's finally here. So it is a big deal to these guys.
Especially the seniors, too, to see it come to full fruition. And it's good for them and good for the recruits coming in, too.
Yeah. I mean, just everything feels fresh and new. It's a new start, and I think these players are all behind it. They're all on board.
Right. Yep. It definitely, the vibe is there. The vision is there. I've mentioned that on Twitter a number of times. When I the recruiting vision, they seem to be buying into the coach's vision, while the current players are buying in as well, because it's completely different. Different energy, different feel, different mentality, different expectations. That's the big thing. Okay, no longer coasting anymore, you know, type of thing. And you don't, you know, you're going to be here. You're going to want to excel at football and move up the depth chart. And we're not just hanging around on the depth chart anymore. We don't want that.
This week and next week, they're going to do some final testing in the weight room to really show these guys what you did the last few months with the right tools and right resources in your hands. And I think a lot of guys are going to be surprised. A lot of them have noticed it already. We've got the Champions Club golf tournaments this summer. Always fun to that all circles around. Always fun. Our good friends at Rumors Sports Bar, I hear, has a golf tournament that we probably should maybe try and get up there for. Is that the rumor?
Rumors, it's usually the week after. Great time. It's usually, it usually sells out. So if you're interested, get a hold of Billy somehow. And
there will be together. Refreshments there. Bill is running it, I'm guess.
Yeah, there's no shortage of refreshments all day. That's for sure. Fall apart on the back nine. Put it that way. They fall apart real quick.
How was that Rumors before the showcase and Zobville in the parking lot? And I said, I got to run in and use the bathroom. The bar I was at have such tall beers.
Yeah, right. But
they're delicious, too.
Yeah, that tournament's usually a week after the 4th. Great, it's good time. Yeah, but all the coaches in town will play in it and stuff. So if you're interested, get a hold of them, because it'll fill up. But, yeah, there's a lot of things going on. Is the Kentucky Derby this weekend?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, because yeah, I think Billy had his poster out. He biggest day of the year.
For your wallet, I heard, right?
Yeah, right. I don't remember the last but time off-track I won betting? That. Bet it there at Rumors, but biggest day of the year by far. I think he wrote on Twitter, fills up by noon. So the race is usually about 5:15, 5:30 is when it goes off, and it lasts 2 minutes. The race is over in 2 minutes. They'll have the preliminary stuff before that, and that would be on at Rumors. You can bet on that. But it's crazy. You have to get there, and if you want a spot. And then you got to sit there, hang out, drink, eat all day, 5 hours. It's a great time.
So probably DVR the race in case you maybe not real clear at that time.
Right.
If you want to see who won. So, yeah.
But, they do a nice job. We love the partnership, you know, the Rumors and Billy. They're very good to us, and we hope, you know, I think they get a lot out of us. You know, our fans, everyone who listens to the podcast seems to be gravitating towards Rumors from what I hear, because when they want to meet, they're texting me to go there and meet. So that's how I know it's working out good. So they do a nice job.
I have no complaints.
Good grinders, other too. Than, good lunch specials.
Unless the beer was free, it just can't get any better, right?
That's right.
So, hey, thanks so much for joining us. It was fun to get in here and recap the spring a little bit. Maybe we can get up to a camp this summer and get some more info from those fellows, get a little check-in. I know Schmitty said, come on up anytime. So we appreciate that. And everyone at the athletic staff at KFGO for allowing us to come in here and use their facilities to record this. It's true. Joel Heikamp isn't that bad of a guy, no matter what. You
thank you. KFGO has been very
so
good
much.
To us.
So, yeah, enjoy the rest of the podcast. We've got some player interviews, and we'll catch you next time.
Eric Schmidt, head football coach, UND football. Just completed your first spring. Give us a state of the program since you got on campus back in December.
Work in progress yet. I think the one thing today we really, tried to do was go back to, what we talked about day one and get back to our identity of running the football on offense, playing physical on both sides of the ball, trying to own the line of scrimmage and, everything else is going to really branch off from there, in our systems, both offensively and defensively. So definitely still got some things we need to work on. You can tell, we got to throw it and catch it better yet. We got to, just be more consistent on the offensive side of the ball. Then defensively, I think we've made some progress here, just with, some of the new things that we put in. And you could tell early on in the spring, I felt like stopping the run was really hard, for our guys. There was a lot of thinking going on. Guys weren't playing fast. And I just think as the spring's gone along, you can tell guys are getting more comfortable. They're playing faster, and we're doing a better job of being consistent on that side of the ball.
You usually talk about the new guys that come in, and by year two or three, they're out there playing and not thinking. How easy is that to pick up for a junior or senior that's played a lot of football, but now they're in a new program? How long before they can really go out and play?
I think, I don't know if you can put a paintbrush over that. Some guys obviously, are a little bit, better learners. They're not as high rep of guys. They can pick things up faster. Other guys, it might take them, a little bit more time. I think once you get to a certain point, like this summer, when we come back, we'll install most of the stuff again. It'll really be the third time that these guys have gotten, an install really from ground one, from day one and going through. And now you can really start to teach the details, really get into some of the, the next level learning stuff in our defense and in our offensive schemes. And I think it's good for our quarterbacks, obviously, to be the guys that are going out there first now and trying to be consistent, down in and down out. And then the good part about it is we've been watching a lot of film, from San Diego State's and Washington's and that kind of stuff. And now we'll be able to watch us. These guys will be able to see themselves out there, executing and playing these calls, which, I think will be, really good for them to be able to learn from their own mistakes.
Lance Rucker has that body where he just looks like he's going to go take on the quarterback every play. And I had a chance to talk to him earlier and said, what are we calling, linebacker and edge? Give the fans, especially those that have watched Rucker play, like, what are we going to see out of a guy like that come this fall?
Honestly, like, our system is set up for him to be really, really productive. A lot of the guys in this system for the last 6 years that have played that position are playing in the NFL right now, and the reason is because they were really, really productive in college. The David Perales's, the Aaron Mosby's, the Braylon Trice's that have played that spot, and I think Ruck can be, as productive as any of those guys. And we just talked to him about, you're going to get more at-bats rushing the passer in our system than anywhere else in the country. And the more at-bats you get, the more opportunities you get to be productive. And I think he's embraced that. I think he's excited about that. And I think, he's got some work to do here yet in the summer just to put on a little bit more weight so that he can, just handle some run things better off it and handle some point strength, being able to set edges and set points on the defense. But, that kid will come to work every single day and do what you ask him to do, and he's all about it, And I think, he's bringing other guys with him now. They understand that, hey, this is what it looks like to do it at a high level, not just on the practice field, but after, in meetings, how you take notes, how you recover, all those things that I think go into being a pro. And that's the cool thing about him is that he's evolving to that next kind of phase in his career here.
I'm guessing if you had a nickel for every time you heard who's going to be your quarterback, you'd probably be ready to retire by now. Are we any closer?
We're going through a process here where I think, we want to be able to really give every guy, the right sample, behind the different offensive lines with the different receivers. We haven't we haven't really, you know, narrowed down the package. We've tried to, you know, we were trying to implement some things, obviously, with different guys coming from different programs. I think Isaac does a great job of being able to take input, you know, from the assistants and then see what, you know, really blends with his identity and what he thinks, you know, it takes to win football games. So I think the continuity piece is probably the thing right now that's been a little bit, you know, tougher on the QBs, just because, you know, we're playing a lot of different receivers. We're playing a lot of different tight ends. We're trying to get those guys, you know, against the best people on the other side of the ball to see how they can be consistent against, you know, the one defense and things like that. So as the summer goes along, we'll, you know, it'll be a huge emphasis for us that we got to get better, you know, throwing it and catching it and the timing and all that kind of stuff. But we will start now to, you know, really hone in on, hey, these guys are going to be our top 11 or our top 12, or, you know, these guys are going to be, you know, the guys that, that are going to, you know, line up at one spot consistently. And then as that happens, you start to get a feel for where they're going to be, when they're going to be there, when windows are going to open and close and those types of things. And that helps QBs, you know, and then up front, we got to do a better job yet of protection, you know what I mean? And giving those guys time. And once again, like, we're mixing and matching a bunch of guys up there just to make sure that, hey, you give those guys, you know, some quality reps against quality people and see how they respond. So I think the continuity piece, like I said, I think is always kind of the art of coaching this time of year. Like, how much do you just keep one group out there to try to be successful? And how much do you really just say, hey, screw that. Like, I'm going to try to get as many guys out here as I can and see how they respond. And you know, we've done a lot of that up to this point. So now it's time to, you know, really start to put together the pieces that we think are going to be the guys that are going to be out there the most in the fall.
So besides a few golf tournaments that you have to be in, take us through what the off season looks like starting next week until August for the coaches and players.
Yeah, great question. You know, we'll start next week. We'll finish up our, you know, with our performance team. Those guys will be in the weight room. We'll do a bunch of body comp testing with guys and just you know, things that we did in January when they started. Now we want to show them, you know, some of the gains that they've had and give them some feedback there. So they'll wrap that up, and then the players will go into finals week. And then I think it's good for them to get out of here for a couple of weeks. Like, we've really pushed them. You know, there's a lot of demands on players. I think it's good at this point to just get away, be with family, you know what I mean, again, and just, you know, kind of recharge your batteries a little bit, you know, in the middle and in late May. And then June 1, we'll have a team meeting. We start June 2nd, you know, and I think, you know, one thing that we've talked a lot about here is being precise, you know, with the year-round calendar, and the summer's big for us. Just, you know, how we train, how we eat, you know, all the nutrition plans that we have for guys, some of the summer certifications that we do with them, and then the installs, the player-run practices and that kind of stuff. Like, it's really important that they're done at a high level, you know what I mean, so that we can hit the ground running come fall camp. And the coaches will be, you know, they'll be here next week doing exit meetings with all the guys. And then, obviously, we got some work to do yet in the portal here, you know, in May, and trying to get some guys in here that can fill some of the holes that we feel we have. And then we got to get out and continue to do a good job in the high schools, you know, and just keep getting the message out there and keep building relationships and showing kids that, hey, they can have an incredible experience here at UND. Like, it's a place that, you know, you can lock arms with the people in our building every single day, and they're going to help you, you know, get to your goals and be the best version of yourself. And then we'll get into summer, and summer is really important, you know, not only for the guys that are here and us being able to make sure we observe those guys and that they're doing things right, but then also getting out to, like I said, some of the camps, and not only seeing the 26 kids, but getting out and seeing some of the 27s, you know what I mean, too, as well. So we just got to keep that momentum going. There's a lot of really good vibes, I feel like, around the program, and there's a good energy, but the most important thing is that we carry that throughout the summer, then into fall camp, and we get, you know, get off on the right foot here in the fall.
Guessing being a husband and a father's been a little difficult since you guys moved to Grand Forks. Are you going to get some time?
Yeah, we'll give the guys, I think, like we talked about with the players in May, I think with the coaches in July, man, you have so many demands on those guys. And June is a hard month now with, you know, recruiting, camps, being with the guys here, you know, with all the development stuff and then official visits, you know what I mean, too, as well. It's literally, you know, 7 days a week for four straight weeks. So I think getting July and getting those guys with their families so that, you know, they can see dad and they can have some, you know, some time with dad at the house is really important. And coaches got to be able to, you know, feel fresh and feel recharged too, that come August 1st, you know, that they feel like, hey man, like I'm ready to go, you know, and I'm ready to, you know, I'm juiced up to be out here. I'm not tired. You know, at that time of year, I'm ready to pour myself into this season. So July is definitely a time for them that I want to give them to be able to be with their families.
Couple of alumni here tonight, Brady Oliveira and Digger Anderson, and I'll just leave you with the question I left Digger. Who was the better number 40 at UND?
He was, man.
He said you were.
Yeah, he's lying. no, man, how awesome was that? You know, I think that's something that we need to continue to grow here, get as many alums back here for the spring game, you know, do some really cool things with them. We started the North Dakota Football Alumni Network here this week, which is going to be crucial. It's really why this place is so special. It's former players impacting the current team. And I mean, you know how it is when you're a player and you see Brady walk, you know, down the team room and really start to give a great message. I mean, his message was so awesome, just about, you know, how he attacks the weight room even to this point right now, and how that's a separator for him, and how he continues to get better and better as other people are kind of plateauing and starting to, you know, come down a little bit on the backside of their careers. And then Digger just, you know, talking about how special this place is, and you can just, you know, feel it in the room when those guys are up there about, you know, just how passionate they are and how important this place has been to them. You know, like, that's the cool thing about UND. There's so many football alums that have left here now that are so successful, and they owe it, you know, and they'll tell you this, like, they all feel like, you know, this place made an impact on them and is the reason why they are successful. So excited to have them back and really appreciate them doing. They added to the day, man. People were fired up to be able to see them.
And I suppose there's just a different vibe about UND football, right? It's, you got to be hearing it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's
when
been good.
When you go out, there's an excitement.
Yeah, you know, obviously, I think everything that's going on in the recruiting front right now, you know what I mean, helps too as well. Like, you know, there's some juice into what's going on here. And we got, like I said, I think the most important thing, though, you got to be able to capitalize on that. And that's what I tell our coaches every day. Like, hey, man, like, it's nobody's satisfied right now. We know that, you know, there's a lot of things that we need to improve on here moving forward. And if we can do those things and continue just, you know, getting wins, you know, little wins, and going 1-0 every single day, that's how we're gonna, you know, eventually, you know, get this place to where we want to get it. So yeah, I think there's, you know, you could tell it in the building tonight, man. It was a cool vibe, man. Yeah. People were excited to be able to come and watch the guys, and I think it made an impact with our guys, man. You know, they're juiced up, especially on defense. Those guys were running and hitting and having some fun, and you know, it's why this place has been really good at home, you know, for so long. Off of it is there's definitely an energy, you know, when you walk into the building when we have home games.
Well, we'll definitely check in with you this summer, and we're excited for the fall.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys too, man. It means a lot to have UND 360 and all the, you know, you talk about, you know, guys that have full-time jobs and doing all those other things, but yet, you know, spending a lot of time up here with us and getting the message out, man. We appreciate, you know, you and Kelly and Matt and all the guys at 360. So thanks a lot for everything you do.
Lance Rucker joins us. And Lance, you're done with spring ball. Your thoughts?
I feel like it went well. I feel like the defense put together stuff very fast, being in a new defense. I mean, we got a lot to learn, but we'll keep playing.
Yeah, what's that transition been like, learning a whole new system?
I mean, I feel like it's good. I feel like the changes for the better. We just got to stay in the playbook, stay in film, and keep learning.
How does your style of football fit into this new system?
I feel like it fits good. My style is playing fast, physical. So, I mean, the change was good. It fits my style a lot.
What are we calling you? Linebacker, edge? What's the terminology now?
I'm labeled as defensive edge, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that going to be more fun, do you think? Give you more opportunities to get to the quarterback?
I mean, every time I step on the field, it's fun. I mean, not too many people get the chance to step on the field every day, so.
Yeah, what's the hardest part of learning a new system?
I feel like just stand in the playbook and stand to it.
You know, I always hear when you get new systems, it takes a while to play fast because you're out there thinking. Do you feel you're about there?
I feel like I'm still learning a lot. I mean, there's a lot to learn being in a whole new defense. But, I mean, my standard is just playing fast every time I get. If I'm going to mess up, I'm going to go 100%.
What will you do this off season in the summertime to help you get more familiar with this?
Stay in the film room, watch a lot of film, watch spring ball over. Let me just watch plays and see what I can do better at.
Okay, can't be all football this summer. You got any plans?
Not really. Probably go hang out with my family for a little bit and then stay in the film room. So
yeah, down in Nebraska?
Yeah, Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah. Do you get home much?
I go home every now and then for breaks, see the family. So
yeah. You got some friends down there you want to bring up now that we got the new facilities?
I got two friends back home that I want to show. They're childhood friends. So
are you seeing a difference when recruits come through the facility now?
Not really. It's really the same thing. I mean, there's more bigger recruits, and I like it. So
yeah. Well, it's a good vibe, and we're excited for a great fall, and best of luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. Trevor Olson, UND line coach on the offensive side, and year two for you.
Yep.
Does it feel a little more comfortable here this time around?
Yeah, definitely just familiarity with the area, and obviously got a new coaching staff, so getting to know those guys, but it's been awesome to – Coach Schmidt just dove in right away and got to know everybody and then dove into the players. So it's been awesome with all the other coaches as well, just getting to meet new people and everything like that. It's been good.
I never thought of that. We talk about new schemes on the defensive side, but when you put a new team in the coach's office, everyone's got their own styles. Does that take a while to come together?
No, I mean, everybody's professional and all that sort of stuff. So.
And the boss doesn't let it happen. Right?
Yeah, exactly. So it's good, but it's just getting to know new people and coming from different parts of the country and everything like that. But it's good to get new ideas, new ways to do things and that sort of stuff. So it's fun.
We've been hearing that the O-line is one of the strengths of this program right now, with experience and depth. How have you treated that going into this spring?
Well, everybody's got to compete every day. So the groups always get mixed around and that sort of thing. And it's about who's going to be the best five come September and when we play that first game and everything like that. And who's going to be able to get into the lineup. And got a bunch of people that are fighting and scratching and clawing to get into that lineup. So it's a good problem to have.
Is it close, like some guys that we've seen? Is it open competition in the fall?
I mean, it always is,
yeah.
And that sort of thing. But, I mean, cream's going to rise to the top. So the guys that put the work in and have good off seasons and everything like that are usually the guys that end up benefiting from it and everything like that. So it's good to have the competition.
Yeah, and you got a quarterback competition going on. How does your guys up front, you know, day in and day out, maybe working with someone new and the day in and day out,
It's definitely has its challenges and everything because snap counts are a little bit different and rhythm's a little bit different, but it's also good because it keeps guys focused and locked in to what's going on, and they gotta make sure that they're paying attention to who the quarterback is so that they know the type of rhythm and everything like that. So.
Well, you've also seen the other side of the ball, the defense, a new system. Give the fans out there a little flavor of what you've seen.
They're going to play fast. They're going to be physical, and they're going to fly around. So it's going to be fun to watch for sure. And it's just it's moving and grooving. So it's fast and physical.
Does it give your guys a different feel? Because you know they're not repetitive of what the other guys are doing.
Yeah, no, it's definitely been some different pictures and that sort of stuff that we've had to adjust to and everything like that. But that's each year. Everybody's going to have something new that they're doing, and just got to be ready to rock and roll and trust our rules.
How about as a staff, getting back to that, Coach Schmidt taking on the D coordinator position, is that a little different having the head man also in charge of one side of the ball?
I mean, not necessarily to me. At previous places, I've worked with a head coach that called plays and things like that. So it's definitely more hands-on and that sort of stuff. So it's fun, and he gets what he wants out of the people. So just got to keep going.
You know, we're kind of hitting on a bunch of the facilities with some of the guys up here. Let's talk about the sports medicine facilities. I've gotten to walk through that. What has that done to benefit your guys that are battling in the trenches every day?
They get to spend a lot of time in those cold tubs and hot tubs and just get their legs back and get things going instead of having to carry a bag of ice. They're just able to go submerge their body in the cold tub and basically help start that transition right away to the recovery and everything like that. So it's been awesome for him to get in there and do that sort of stuff.
You know, Ben said that I think he's taking in about 5,000 calories a day. Have you seen changes in your offensive line since the new nutrition programs come in?
Yeah, I mean, it's just been awesome to be able to see the guys get the benefit out of the weight room instead of going from lift to class and that sort of stuff. They're able to go to lift, go eat, then go to class and just get those calories in right away when that's when the body's growing and everything like that. So it's been awesome.
And then the new meeting rooms, you pretty much have everything you need now. How much more can you get done in those rooms?
It's more about the transition time that we don't have to factor in anymore. It's like a 5-minute walk from the meeting rooms over to the locker room, and then it's a 30-second walk from the locker rooms to the practice field with it just being out the door. So it's cut down on that, and it's made the guys' transition times easier, and we're able to spend maybe just a couple more minutes in the film room because you don't have to walk as far to get to the locker room and just all that sort of those little things that you don't really think about at times are make a big difference sometimes.
Yeah. Well, we're sure excited to be up here, and best of luck this off season, the rest of it, and good luck this fall.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Right. Gavin Zebarth joins us here on the UND Football 360 podcast. Well, been around a while. This is your senior year. How is this spring compared to others?
Just a lot of fun. Just trying to enjoy it with the guys one last spring. You know, just being out here, just grateful all the time and working hard every single day. And I think this year is going to be a good year. So,
what are some of the new vibes you've experienced this year with not only new staff, some new players, and new facilities?
Just a lot more energy. I think these new facilities, first of all, have provided us just more energy, more focus, and a reason for us to just keep working harder. We got no excuses now. You know, we got the training room and everything like that. Everything's new. Coaches, they just been really good on coaching us right and on coaching details pretty hard, and it's just been a lot of fun. So,
yeah, Coach Schmidt brings a little different vibe to the program. What have you noticed from the head coach?
Just his intensity and just his, you know, just being there personally for the guys. I think, you know, he's just checking up on us every single day, and I think that's really important just to kind of grow the chemistry with everyone. And yeah, you know, he's just a great coach, and really excited for this summer and fall coming up. So,
yeah, UND fans have had a kick out of watching you run the last few years. What have you focused on this spring to better your game?
Just having fun. I mean, last year wasn't the year we wanted to have. We were under 500. But I think this year I'm trying to work on my game a little bit more and what I need to work on, being a better receiving back, just being a little bit more unpredictable and better at just whenever I don't have the ball, just pass blocking, you know, just doing whatever I can. And I think this year will be a lot better. So,
with a physical runner like you, is it a little hard in spring where you kind of have to go a little easier at times?
Yeah. I mean, when you're going full contact against your teammates, it's different. You know, you don't really want to hurt anyone, but if it's just another opponent in the fall, you kind of more so want to hurt someone. So, you know, but I think it's just all about just having fun with the guys. You know, they're our teammates, and you know, we all got to get out of this healthy. So,
yeah, the running back room. Well, what's been the message in there this spring as a group?
Just keep working. Just focusing on the little details. You know, we had quite a bit of energies. We got a little bit low, but you know, that didn't really affect us at all. Just, you know, every day, just keep working, and that's really it.
Speaking of rooms, I've seen the position group meeting rooms a little different than day one when you were on campus. Talk about what that technology and having that space does for your group.
Yeah, I mean, when we, you know, just being more of a enjoyable environment, you know, we were in Starcher Hall my last 3 years, whatever I've been here, and it was kind of a little bit gloomy. But now it's just like I get excited every day just to kind of go into the meeting rooms and learn. And yeah, it's been fun.
You look like a guy that likes the weight room. I was noticing your legs a couple weeks ago, and man, your quads they don't look like they need any work. So what's the new weight room been like?
Really good. I mean, there's a lot of different lifts we can do now that helps us improve more kind of just in the game of football. And you know, just even just I think just more so the energy that it brings. I mean, the speakers are loud in there. Everyone's juiced up, and you know, it's just twice as better as what we've had before. And I think it'll be just even in the future too, getting guys in here, commits, and I mean, it just looks more appealing to everyone. So, you know, I think in the future, in the long run, it'll be fun to watch.
Criminal justice is the major, and it's that time of your career now where you got to start thinking about what you're going to do. What are the plans?
See how the season goes. I mean, I know what I can do. You know, like last year wasn't the year I wanted. You know, I was disappointed, but I've just been working every single day as hard as I can. I know I got the skill set, the size. You know, if that doesn't work out, then, you know, I got to find something else to do. But football's always been what I've been and who I've been. And, you know, I'm just going to keep working hard, not even for myself, but for the team as well, just kind of giving everything I have. And then after that, we'll figure it out. So.
All right. Well, you're fun to watch and have fun this summer. Make sure you have a little fun, yeah. But put the work in, and we can't wait for next fall.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right.
This UND Football 360 podcast is brought to you by Rumors Sports Bar and Grill, Development Homes, Inc. Gaming, Kelly Howe Agency, Nodak Insurance, The Toasted Frog, 1883 Collective, Interstate Industrial and American Solutions for Business, Tank McNamara at tanklogo.com.
UND center Ben Buxa with us here. And Ben, you know, the offensive line has been touted as maybe one of the better and deepest positions on the team right now. You know, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I just like to give credit to our coaches, Coach Olson, Coach Frichte, Coach Schmidt. They all just put us in positions to win. And Coach Stein has been getting us strong in the weight room with all that. We've come together as a unit, and just especially like we've just bonded, and like our communication becomes smoother when you're closer with each other. And then just from there, we build and we grow, especially here in the spring. These practices, they just fly by, and this unit, I don't know, it's something special. And just I give credit to the coaches, to the strength coaches, and then just us coming together, loving each other, brothers, you know.
There were some changes on the staff, but O-line, the O-coordinator, not a lot of change there. Has that been a good move for you guys this spring?
Absolutely. I've loved everything we did here in the offseason and the spring season. Coach Haugs, he's the new tight end coach, been loving him. It's just these fresh minds coming in, and it's just reinvigorating the team. It's just we love to hear this happening and come in just – new philosophies with the old philosophies, and just Coach Olson, Coach Frichte continuing to do what they do, these great things. And then new coaches who are like, hey, what if we do this, and how do we work that in with our current system? And right now I've just loved everything that's happened, think it's all a great thing.
You know, one thing that we talk about a lot is a new defense. Well, you get to see it in practice. Your view, how's it coming along?
Oh, they've been doing great. It's Everyone says, oh, there's a learning process. Not with this team. They came out here. They put their minds in that playbook, and you could tell from these early practices all throughout. It's just they're coming. They're playing hard, and you just know that they love this defense and that they've really put their minds to perfecting it. There's always work to be done, but this spring was a really great view of what they could be and what they are. And so I've just really thought highly of everything Coach Schmidt and the rest of these new guys have done with this defense.
We're in a similar position as we were last year. We still don't know who the starting quarterback will be. Does that make it more difficult when you're doing your reps, getting your reps, and there's a different quarterback? And does it help you that you went through this last year?
My whole life I've kind of gone through this throughout high school, throughout college, but I don't worry about it. Those guys, I get work with all of them. They're all phenomenal quarterbacks. Like, there's no drop off from one to the other. Every single one of them, when they're behind me, under center, back in the gun, I trust them completely. There's nothing I worry about when they're in there. It's nice for me because it's just, here we go. I can go focus on myself, my reps, getting the O-line better, get myself better, getting the team better. And that quarterback position, I trust them all. They're great players, and Coach Frichte, the entire coaching staff, they know what they're doing with them, and I trust them to make the right decisions.
Now, nutrition has been a big part of the program, a lot of changes. And when you think of offensive line, you think, man, those guys can eat a lot. So what's changed there for your group?
Just a lot more focus on the right foods. You know, in the past, like, everyone just says, like, eat, 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 not always what to eat. And here it's like the coaches are like, hey, we're going to make sure we're getting you right. We're getting you your vitamins, your proteins, your carbs, your just collagen, things like that, getting your joints, your muscles, everything, like, so that we can be a healthy unit. And honestly, it's been great for us. You can tell the numbers in the weight room, they all jumped. The speeds on the field, they all jumped. The health on the team, last year we had a lot more injuries. This year, it's coming in smooth. And it's just that nutrition, like the food right after practices and lifts, it's like you're getting something in you instead of, okay, here I'm going to class, then I'm not eating until after class. No, everything with the nutrition has been wonderful, and you can just tell guys are stronger, guys are faster, and honestly they're like smarter because they're like, they're not as tired or sore as they were, and because we're getting the things that like help us recover quicker. And it's just been a phenomenal
What's your favorite shake after workout?
Oh, I've been loving their, they make this like banana strawberry smoothie, and like everyone's like, oh, there's so much protein in there. You can't tell. It's like everyone's like, oh, it probably tastes bad. No, they're amazing. So,
do you know how many calories you're taking in a day, like especially during spring ball?
Oh, it's a lot. It's easily close to like 5,000.
Really?
Yeah. So it's, you're making sure you're like keeping up, but like you're burning so many, it's like you just have to pound them and make sure you get the right foods in, though.
So you're a mathematics major, yeah. So this must be easy for you to count your calories.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, this type of math, super easy.
What do you want to do with your mathematics major someday?
So either I'm looking into like sports analytics, so for all the Moneyball fans out there, something
you
like
you want to be Jonah Hill, right?
I want to be Jonah Hill. Either that, or I'm also planning on adding a finance minor. And so either that or going into like the finance side of things, the management, financial advising route along those lines.
Well, hopefully that's a long ways away, because hopefully there's more football in the future, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm going to keep playing as long as I can. God has given me these amazing blessings and going to use them as long as I can.
All right. Best of luck to you, and thanks for taking the time.
Thank you so much.
Wide receiver Dang Dang with us, and been talked about as you've come into this program with your athletic abilities. You got in 4 games last year. How has that helped you as you approach this spring?
Oh, it was good. It gave me, like, experience that not a lot of people that didn't play got. So even though I was a redshirt, I felt like that helped me a lot, whether even if I didn't get the ball, just that game experience, like going in there, having to execute the playbook, the plays under the pressure like that, I think it helped me a lot.
And get a feel for the speed of the game, a little faster than back in high school?
Yeah, it's definitely a lot faster. Everybody's way stronger. Everybody's faster to their alignments. The play call's faster. So getting that under my belt definitely helped me to give me a positive impact going into the spring.
What areas of the of your game have you really feel like you've excelled at since you came on campus?
I feel like I'm getting I don't know about excelled, but I definitely just helped a lot of my a little bit of my technician, because coming from a 9-man school, like, we didn't really get teach that. So like we have amazing coaches here, amazing players that just developed me like crazy with like top of routes, just throw bys, and just keeping my pads a little lower.
If you ever need some help, I played 9-man football too. Oh, so yeah. Don't let anyone give you crap here.
All right. Yeah, got you. We had Bo Belquist last season, so he played 9-man, so it wasn't too bad.
Did you guys play New Rockford in high school?
Oh, yeah, we did. We played against Bo, but I think I was like a 8th grader or 7th grader at the time, so I didn't play, but I was on the sidelines. And, yeah, we played New Rockford when he wasn't there the past couple of years.
I was going to say, so you only got 100 yards when you were in 8th grade?
Not quite. I was on the sidelines, but...
Coach Schmidt has talked about how he wants to see this team go down the field more during the game. When you hear that, are you just licking your chops?
Yeah, no, it's definitely exciting knowing he has trust in me that it definitely built up as spring ball went on. The past couple, towards the end of the practices, I was just getting more shots and I was completing them. So that definitely helped trust. We built trust within each other. He's comfortable calling those calls, giving me a deep shot downfield, and I'm comfortable running it knowing I could go get it. A high percentage of the time.
Isaac Frickte, second year as well here at UND, your offensive coordinator. What's it been like with him this year?
Oh, it's definitely good, because he's going to hold the standard, because, you know, the standard is the standard, so he's going to make sure everybody performs to it, no matter if you're a starter, no matter if you had 0 plays. It's just, if he knows how good you are, he's definitely going to bring it out of you each and every day, which I'm glad that is, because I developed like crazy over that.
As a North Dakota kid, the new facilities here must, it's nice to brag about it. It's in your backyard. What's that been like, having a full spring here now?
Oh, it's amazing. It's blessed because especially with our new additions of the locker room and weight room, that definitely just helped develop me too. And it's amazing knowing like the size of 4-1's weight room compared to UND's weight room is definitely not the same. And having access to get to like on the indoor field is amazing, because back home I didn't have an indoor field at all. So being able to get into one 24/7 is unbelievable.
Who's the best ping pong player so far?
I don't really play ping pong, so I'm not sure. I've been seeing a lot of guys battle, so I just got to keep it to them because I don't know how to play ping pong. I never tried, so, yeah, that's not my thing.
There may be a rumor that the hoop shoot might be coming. Is that more your game with your basketball background?
I didn't hear it, but if it does, definitely I'm going to be on that before and after practice for sure. I played basketball in high school, so it's definitely fun to keep in touch with that.
You get to play ball much, or is it something you got to stay away from so – you don't get hurt?
During like say spring ball, I wasn't really risking it much or didn't have the time or energy to really, but during the off season, me and the guys definitely go to the wellness and just run a little bit and just play basketball.
What's the, other than training, what's the summer look like? Do you get any downtime?
Yeah, we should get a couple of weeks once this spring ball is over with before summer workouts. So I'll probably just go back home and then chill with the family, just have fun outside.
So you get some new teammates this year. When you tell them you're from Tokyo, North Dakota, they kind of, what?
Yeah, that's pretty much everyone's reaction. Like, they don't know where it is at all. So I try to say it's closer to Devil's Lake. Some of them gets it a little bit, but others don't know where Devil's Lake is either. So now they definitely are amazed at, like, how small it is and where it's actually at.
Well, dang, it's fun to watch you out there tonight, and best of luck to you.
All right, thank you very much.
All right. Well, look at that. It's old throwback week. They brought in the big dog, Digger Anderson, former player here, former coach, and you're an honorary coach tonight. What's that mean for you to come back?
It's nice to be back. I think they just wanted a fat guy to stand on the sidelines, but it's good seeing new facilities and being back around the team. It's definitely exciting. Coach Schmitz brought a lot of excitement to their group, and you can kind of tell it in the players being around them here in the last couple hours. It's fun. It's great.
Tell us what you've been doing since you last put the pads on for the University of North Dakota.
Well, I spent 6 years coaching college football around the Midwest, and then a couple of years got out of coaching and spent a couple of years with Ecolab and the Twin Cities, and then was in Owatonna, Minnesota for 9 years, where my wife's from, and ended up getting a job opportunity here in Grand Forks and took a job with Acme Tools in August of 2023. So,
when you first came to campus, did you ever think you'd make Grand Forks your home?
No. I mean, it was an interesting conversation. I mean, I always loved it up here. I love, the wide open space, big skies, not a lot of people. I like it. But my wife and I don't think we'd ever come back because of her, but it's, we had conversations in the job opportunity up, and she went to school here as well. She was a basketball player here and, for the UND women's team. And it was, definitely a long conversation and change, but, I definitely probably didn't foresee that back in 2001 when I got here, but here we are now.
So if I was a recruit looking at coming to UND here tonight, what would you say about Grand Forks?
Like I said, when I play, it's great, great people. I mean, this is the show in town, right? The sports here at UND with hockey and football, and it's, that's the kind of activity everybody has. So, I mean, if you look around at the facilities at this point, there's not an excuse to not, if they're not coming here. It's pretty exciting to see this. There's the locker room, the weight room, the indoor facility here. Everything they're doing here is first class.
What sticks out as a former player when you walk in and you were like, most definitely, I wish we would have that?
I don't know. I'm a little bit of a sicko. I enjoyed the old weight room, right? Like the fogged up mirrors and the unlevel floor, and I still get a little bit of a tear in my eye when I drive over the bridge over there on Columbia when I don't see, the stadium there. But it's just a different time. I mean, it's different age, and these are the facilities you need to compete in. But I guess maybe this indoor facility, right, when practicing on a frozen ice sheet the week of Grand Valley, my last game here, wasn't really that enjoyable. So I'd say the indoor facility would probably be the biggest thing.
You guys were pretty good at shoveling turf, and now they don't have to do it.
Nope. It's, like I said, different era, different times. And like I said, miss it, but it's great to have this stuff. It's going to bring players to this university.
What's kind of surprised you about the game of college football, even at this level? Some of the stories you hear around here that you're just like flabbergasted.
With regard to playing or recruiting or what?
How the whole operation works now as a former player.
It's good. I mean, it's like I said, that obviously the step up in, you know, the Division I back in 2008, and things like this were coming. As the game progresses, you know, the technology, the kids just have access to things so much earlier than we did when I was playing, right? To find a game in high school, right, you're VHS taping it and dubbing it, and, you know, you can get that stuff within 30 minutes, you know, probably sooner in practice right now with these guys. So with that, training, nutrition, all that stuff, it's awesome to see. I mean, nothing I'd say that's crazy. I mean, nothing surprises me anymore. So, but I'm sure there's plenty of stories that are pretty wild.
So from just visiting with Coach Schmidt, nutrition is so big now. I mean, these guys have to tell someone their weight before they eat lunch now. How do you think you would have done with that nutrition aspect?
I would have enjoyed it, right? Somebody was telling me what to do. I was just like, yeah, all right, I'll do it, right? We had Wilkerson, so yeah, we went to Wilkie and Terrace. Like, you got what you got, and you filled up the plate, and you ate it. I don't know that it was always the best thing for us, but we managed, right?
Yeah. What are you most excited about to see Coach Schmidt here in this upcoming season?
I just think, you know, the intensity. You know, I've known him a long time, and we have a lot of, you know, our brains work a little bit the same way, think about things, and he's just, you know, high expectations, right? He expects a lot of the players, and, you know, I think, you know, the fans and alumni will pick up on that, and it's going to be exciting to watch a team that's, you know, going 100 miles an hour and biting, scratching, clawing every day. So,
okay, last question. I think he wore number 40.
Yep.
And then who wore that number right after Coach Schmidt?
I believe that would be me.
That would be you.
Yes, he had,
okay, yeah. Now here's the question. Who is the better number 40?
I don't know. I could, what he told me the last time, I actually just told the story. I can't say it because it's not.
We're on the internet. You can say anything.
Well,
hey, if it's going to get him in trouble, don't say
it's
it.
Not. No, it's not bad. He just, you know, basically told me, you know, you're the new 40 now. Don't screw it up. But the words were a little bit different and the message was a little bit different. So, I mean, but we joke about that when we've texted over the years. You know, it's who's the number 40? But, I mean, I'll give it to him. He was here first. He wore it first.
I think you held up your end pretty good. I think you did it well. Is that something you look at every year to see who's got the old number?
I don't know. I have in the past. I think it was on offense for a while. It's not as exciting when it's on the other side of the ball, I gotta admit. But I mean, I guess I couldn't say who's wearing it now. I haven't looked. So,
all right. Well, good to catch up, and glad you're back here with the program.
Right. Appreciate it. Thanks. All right.